"Ease up, Brother Grimm," Brett said, snapping his gum and winking off the chaos as the Bentley rolled to a stop in the circular drive. "Once she's inside, security will escort our unwanted guests off the property." He waved a hand over the scene. "We'll get Corey out here to clean up the grounds." The sound of Brett's voice trailed off as the chauffeur opened the back door of the Bentley and the woman who would be their ward for the next 30 days stepped onto the stone drive. Mark had seen pictures of Rachel Winston. Heck, everyone had. And they'd seen plenty of her after she'd done the spread for Hush magazine last year. In the photos, she was beautiful, distractingly so, with a China doll face, dark, silky hair, and exotic blue eyes. Now Mark knew that beauty wasn't digitally added after the shoot. She was the real deal. And as he watched her greet the crowd with a poised and tentative smile, his annoyance withered under a sudden ray of lust. He swallowed hard as she smoothed her hands over her slacks and adjusted her shirt. Her conservative blue pants and pale pink blouse shouldn't have been sexy, but they were. Accessorized with pointy-toed heels, a pink clutch purse, and wide-framed sunglasses, she oozed high-end Hollywood. And that was no wonder. Perfection had been literally bred into her DNA when her handsome studio executive father crossed genes with Hollywood's hottest starlet of the 70s. Though the marriage between Richard Winston and Abigail Moore had been brief and turbulent, it had lasted long enough to produce this striking creature, and as a member of the opposite sex, Mark had to give them a nod. Rachel Winston was the thing hot dreams were made of. Toss in a colorful history and a bad girl image, and it was no surprise that the world ate her up. "I wonder if Hush let her keep that yellow fuzzy thing," he heard his brother say. "You know the picture I'm talking about?" "Know it." The photo had been emblazoned on Mark's brain from the moment Brett dropped the magazine on his desk 2 weeks ago. Sprawled across a brown velvet chaise, she'd been clad in a pale lemon bra, one strap hanging haphazardly off her shoulder as she held a finger to her lips and eyed the camera with a sinister stare. Her dark, wavy hair had been mussed, her makeup slightly smudged, to give the impression she'd been busy. Doing what was left for the reader to imagine. And though, at the age of 34, Mark considered himself an evolved and liberated man, one look into those sapphire blue eyes and his imagination had taken off with all the tact of a hard and horny teen. Brett had unearthed the photo spread as one in a series of ploys to get Mark to buy into this arrangement, and Mark hated to admit it had worked. One glimpse of Rachel Winston in all that glorious flesh, and a tow truck couldn't have dragged his eyes from the photo. That sexy gaze stuck a hook in him that had taken days to shake off. And now she was standing on the steps of his resort, just as alluring and electrifying as she'd been in those photos. Except now, she was here for real. God, he was in trouble. "I wonder if she brought it," Brett added. "That or that sparkly blue thing she was..." "She's our charge, not a play toy," Mark snapped. The reminder was spouted as much for his own sake as his brother's. Given the situation, he didn't need the flutter in his gut or any encouragement from the peanut gallery. Keeping his resort in one piece through the next 4 weeks would be hell enough. Mark couldn't afford to make pals with their celebrity guest. That position was already taken by Brett, and if one of them didn't keep his wits about him, Ms. Winston would be running this show before the week was out. Sooner, if this grand entrance of hers was any indication. A somewhat feminine-looking man stepped out of one of the SUVs and began barking orders to the others. Several men took aim at the paparazzi, backing the bolder ones off and creating a clear path from the Bentley to the lobby doors. Suitcases began lining up against the caravan, and while Mark wanted to go tell the woman she wouldn't need much more than a maid's uniform, he gestured instead to the bellman to begin helping with the luggage.